God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I think people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devil cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's program on God encounters. Would you like one? You know, Charlie Robinson is going to be our guest today. You'll want to stay tuned for the entire program, for there's sure to be some keys for you so that you can experience God.
I was taken into a heavenly room that was identified as the treasury room of heaven. And in this treasury room, there were items of immense value, paintings and books and poetry and blueprints that are of incredible value. And the Lord said that they were the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden in Christ. And he told me that there were going to be people taken into this room that would apprehend these blueprints, the paintings, the poetry. They'll apprehend the mysteries of the kingdom and bring them back to the earth and begin to release them on the earth. The point is, the veil separating the spirit and the natural has never been so thin. And there is a godly invitation to people to apprehend these mysteries and the secrets and the things set apart and reserved for this generation, both young and old.
Welcome to Insights. Today we're talking about having God encounters. And I'd like you, first of all, to open up your Bibles if you want to, if you have your Bibles there, and if not, we'll put it up on the screen for you. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18, it says this. This is Paul writing to the church at Corinth. He says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Now, in the Lord, in Jesus Christ, we live inside of an eternal kingdom. Our God is an invisible God. His kingdom's invisible, but it's very, very real. His kingdom is real, God is real, and we are real in him. And so he wants us to experience the reality of him as an invisible God, not just when we finish our course in this earth and then go to glory, but right now he wants us to experience him. And you know, oftentimes we find that Christians, especially in the Western world, are a little bit concerned about the spiritual realm. They're a little bit frightened, you know, when you talk spiritual language, but we have to get used to it. You know, we have to get to a place where we can embrace God and what he wants to give us. And God wants us to encounter him and to encounter his realm. Did you know that without encountering or without experiencing a person, that you can't actually have relationship with them? It's only a biography. If you only know about a person and you don't actually experience them, then it's just like a biography. You just know about them. There's no relationship. What makes a relationship is the experience that you have with them. And so God invites us into experience with him, not only with him, but in his kingdom. You know, Paul wrote to the church of the Colossians, and he said in chapter 3 and verse 1, he said, "Set your mind on the things above, where Christ is seated." Then he goes on to say, "Set your affections," which means your passions, "on the things above and not on the things that are on the earth." So God wants us not only to experience him, but he wants us to experience the things of his kingdom. And he invites you into that place right now. So if you've had a passion to experience him, you're allowed to experience him. If you've had a passion to experience the things of the invisible realm, like the throne room and the glory realm, and his rainbows and crystal seas and angelic beings and all that kind of stuff. You are allowed to experience that. You know, one time after I finished a conference, I was talking about having experience with God, and a precious man came up to me and he said, "You know, Sister Patricia, you've got to be really careful about this kind of stuff, because you could, you know, really get people into being all experience oriented, and you could get their eyes off of God so that instead of looking at the face of God, they're after his hands and they're after everything that he can give them, but not on their face anymore." And he says, "You've got to be careful, because you could lead people astray." And so after that meeting, I went before the Lord and I said, "Lord, help me to understand this, because something, although I understand what he's saying, something doesn't quite sit completely true about that scenario." And so the Lord gave me this little picture, and it was of a mother standing, and her daughter was in front of her, and she says, "Honey, I've made you some nice cookies. They're your favorite kind. They're chocolate chip cookies, and I'd like you to go have one. They're over there on the counter." And the little girl stood in front of her mother and said, "No, Mommy, no, Mommy, I only look at your face, Mommy, not your hands, not the cookies, only you, only your face. I love your face, Mommy, I love your face." And so the mommy in this little vision said, "Well, honey, I'm really glad that you love me, and I'm really glad that you like my face, but the thing is, I made you some cookies for you to enjoy, and they're over there on the counter. Why don't you go help yourself to them?" "No, Mommy, no, Mommy, no, Mommy, only your face, Mommy, not your hands, not the cookies, only your face, only your face." Now, by this time, the mother is getting a little bit stern, and she says, "Child, I want you to go and enjoy the cookies." And the child says, "No, Mommy, no, Mommy, only your face." Now, let's get real. If we were to see this in a natural scenario, we would think that there was something very, very wrong with that child. In fact, we would probably suggest that the child get some very serious counseling sessions, because there's something out of balance. And yet, all the time in the church, don't we act like that, saying, "No, God, no, God, only your face, not your hand, not the cookies, not your good things, not the wonderful things that you've given us, only your face, only your face." And he's saying, "No, I want you to experience the fullness of who I am, and the fullness of what I want to give to you. I want to give you visions. I want to give you dreams. I want to give you experience, encounters with me." And so right now, the Lord wants you to know that your desire for encounter can be unlocked. Do you know that one God encounter can change a person's life forever? My husband, about 28 years ago, had a God encounter that changed his life forever. He woke up in the middle of the night. He did not know God at that point. And he woke up in the middle of the night, and standing up the foot of his bed was Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't say anything. He just saw him there. I was asleep beside him. I was already a Christian, but he was not a Christian yet. When I woke up in the morning, he said, "You'll never guess what happened to me last night. Jesus stood at the foot of the bed." And I said, "So, do you think he's real?" He says, "I've got to believe that he's real." And that week, he gave his life to Jesus Christ. He's never been the same since. One God encounter changed his life. One God encounter can change yours too. You know, on the streets, we see all kinds of people that have had God encounters, and God wants you to have one. We have some resource that might be helpful for you. We have a CD. It's just a single CD. It's called Living Under an Open Heaven. You can get it online at extremeprophetic.com on our store, How to Live Under the Blessing and the Anointing of God. And we also have our Glory School on CD, DVD, tape, and in manual notes, and teaches you how to have encounter with God and encounter in his invisible kingdom. He's an awesome God, and you are an awesome child of God, just waiting and ready to be visited by him. And you know what? He's waiting to do it for you. He really is.
If you want a solid biblical foundation and growing in supernatural experience, then the Glory School is for you. Plan on attending this life-changing, power-packed event. For more info about schools nearest you, go online at extremeprophetic.com. This course is also available in audio CD or tape format.
I was here a few months ago in Amsterdam in the red light district. And there are all these women in horrific bondage. And the darkness is very prevalent, because whatever you yield yourself to becomes your master, whether it's Satan or it's Jesus Christ. Because I was a prostitute and come out of a lot of darkness, I have no fear, because I know when the Lord tells me to go, I go. So I went in and started going into the rooms of the women. And I said, I know that you don't know me, but I want you to know that Jesus has sent me here to tell you that you do not have to serve Satan any longer. And a fear, and I would grab their hands and they started falling under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and weeping and crying. And they gave their hearts to Jesus. And some of the women said, you can't pray for me here because I'm telling you, it is their shop where they have sex. And they have all their paraphernalia on the wall. And they said, I'm so ashamed. See, they knew. I'm so ashamed I can't even pray to receive Jesus here. And I said, Jesus is more here right now than he is in most churches. Because, see, Jesus came to set the captive free that's in darkness. And so, needless to say, we had five women. Well, really, there was four women and one transvestite that gave their lives to Jesus that day. And they knew it was real. And it was very prevalent because there were all these men walking down the street. And I guess you can imagine what this looks like. There's women going into a sex shop and with an authority. And they're falling and they're weeping and they couldn't stop weeping and weeping and weeping because they knew there's that tangibility of Jesus. And so I'm telling you, when we walked through there, it was like, this ground belongs to Jesus Christ.
Wasn't that an amazing testimony? You know, it wasn't that long ago when we were in the red light district in Amsterdam and had the opportunity to prophesy over one of the sex trade workers right in her room where she'd been seeing customers. And for 40 minutes, we prophesied over her and she had a God encounter, gave her life to Jesus Christ. And it was just an amazing time, an absolutely amazing time. The glory of the Lord came into that room. You see, light belongs in the darkness. That's where we shine the most. It's wonderful to have Charlie Robinson with us with Fresh Fire Ministries. And Charlie, you have seen lots of people encounter God on the streets, in meetings, in public venues, in different places. And I mean, you're just one radical guy and you hang out with a radical crowd. And so you get to see God on the move. And it's basically our expectation, our faith level that expects God to move, that actually opens the door for him to move. He just looks for faith and you have it. And so earlier you were telling me about how the glory of God came into the foyer of a public building and blasted some kids. Why don't you tell us about that story?
I love God encounters. I believe it's God's desire to encounter us and we can encounter him in a very personal, real way, even outside of church. There was a small group of us, in fact, three of us that went to an apartment building in our town one day. Nobody had told me it was the apartment building full of gangs and prostitutes and some pimps and drug dealers that lived in that large apartment. When we walked into the foyer, there were six young people, teenagers, and they were all members of a gang, all dressed in black, bad hair, and they were mocking us. And I mean, they didn't even know we were Christians, and they were swearing at us and mocking us and taunting us and trying to get us to fight. We were there to visit a lady. And as we walked by them, somebody in our group said, "Jesus loves you," in a loud voice. And as I walked by, I realized it was me. I'd said, "Jesus loves you." And of course, that really got them going. And we went down the hall. The lady that we went to see wasn't there. And when we came back, they surrounded us. And you could feel the fear came in the foyer. And they wanted to beat us up. And so they surrounded us. We were against the wall. And the Lord said,
"You were actually against the wall."
No, against the wall. They were surrounding us, a semicircle around us against the wall, taunting us and coming in and swearing and saying how they were going to smack us in the head. And the Lord said, "Take out your grenade." And I had, my grenade was this little Bible. And so I just took it out and I just began to read scripture one after the other as they were swearing and taunting us. And in the middle of that, the Lord said, "I want you to have an altar call right here, right here." And so I looked at him and I turned and I said, "You know, right now you can accept Jesus Christ right here, right now." And they all
looked at me. So these guys are taunting you. They've got you backed against the wall.
Yes.
You pull out your Bible, start reading scriptures, and then giving them an altar call.
Yeah.
So you spoke over their voice.
Yeah, I did. And
wow.
I thought at any time I could take a punch, I did.
Wow.
But as I said that, and I told them this, I said, "Listen, the reason I'm doing this is I may never see you again. And if you die and go to hell, I'm not going to be responsible for that." And then they all shut up. And I said, you can pray this prayer. And I started the sinner's prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. But when I said, Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into my life, the moment I said that, the guy next to me, the young man that moments before wanted to hit me, beat me up, began to shake, and he began to cry, and he said, God, have mercy on me, come into my life. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those young guys out of 6 began shaking and weeping and calling out to God, and every one of them accepted Jesus Christ right there. And the manager of the apartment just made a beeline the other way, went running down the hallway, and these lives were totally transformed instantly.
Wow. So that was a God encounter for sure, but it was also a power encounter.
Yes.
Because the power of God in you, which is greater than the power of the demonic in them, just confronted that and brought them to their knees to cry mercy. Mm-hmm. Oh man, we love to hear stories like that. And also, you used to do programs on a cable television network, and you see God move there all the time. So why don't you share some of what God did there?
We had a program called The Real World, and it was on cable television in our town. And before one of the programs, we joined hands to pray. I wasn't going to pray this prayer. What came out of my mouth was, Lord, if there's somebody watching the program right now and they want to get up and change the channel, push them in their chair and make them watch in Jesus' name. And after I prayed it, I thought, what kind of a prayer was that? So we had the program, and I don't even remember what the program was on, but Sunday morning, after the service in our church, the usher came to me and he said, Charlie, there's a guy at the back of our church, and he looks like he's in bad shape, and he wants to see you. And so I walked up to this man. He said, my name is Norm Bourne. He says, I'm a chef at a restaurant. I'm 42 years old. I'm not a Christian. I've been to church exactly twice in my life. I don't like church. And he said, but on Thursday night, he said, I was watching TV. I went to turn what I thought to was the news on Channel 2, and I accidentally turned to Channel 3, and there you were. And he said, I listened to you for 30 seconds. And he said, I was going to get up and change the channel. But when I went to get up, he said, I felt a great big hand push me in my chair. Wow. And a voice said to me, watch that show. And he said, I watched it for about 10 minutes. He said, it was so frightened, I didn't know what to do. And he said, a number came on the screen, and that same voice said, phone that number. And he said, I phoned the number. He said, I found out where you went to church, and here I am. And he began to cry.
Wow.
And he said, what do I do? And I said, I know exactly what to do. And he accepted Jesus Christ in his life. He got filled with the Holy Spirit. And Ken Gretter, who's now Todd Bentley's missions director, baptized him in water. And we bought him a brand new Bible. And at the end of 1 year, we had to buy him another one because he'd read that thing right out.
That was just a God encounter through the television screen.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe you're watching right now and God's giving you an encounter right through your television screen. Because that was a guy who didn't even know God, didn't like church. Do you know, Charlie, we find all the time on the streets when we're out on the streets, we find a lot of people who would really like to get to know God if he's for real.
Yeah.
They're not really interested in going to church. You know, they've kind of been there and done that and didn't maybe care for it or whatever. But there's still this desire in them to encounter God, that they want to get to know him. What happened in Belfair, Washington?
In Belfair, Washington, in the middle of one of our meetings during the ministry time when we were praying for people, this 12 or 13-year-old girl, we were praying, and many people were falling under the power of God, and she fell down. And I knew that she wasn't here, that she was having a heavenly visitation, a God encounter. And I was sort of watching her out of the corner of my eye, and she was down for 45 minutes. When she got up, I went right to her, and I said, where did you go? And she said, I went up. I said, where? She says, I went up into heaven.
Wow.
I said, what did it look like? She said, I was like, I was in this beautiful bedroom with gold on the top. And instead of a roof, there was stars. And she said, God was there. And he picked me up and held me. I said, what did he feel like? She said, he felt like a big teddy bear.
Wow.
And you know, and she said, you know, my daddy's an alcoholic and he doesn't live at home, but we're praying for him. And she said, you know, I just felt so loved. And God let me ask him any question I wanted to for 15 minutes.
Wow.
And she told me how God answered her prayers, all these questions that she'd had over the years.
That's so beautiful.
And it changed her life, absolutely, and her family, and her mother.
Wow, that is so awesome. Charlie, how can we cultivate an environment to have these God encounters? What would you suggest if people are really hungry to know God and to experience him, what can they do to position themselves for that?
First of all, it's a God encounter. It's not an encounter for an encounter's sake. It's an encounter to encounter the person of God, not just God, the person of God, because he's a person who loves us. And it all starts with desire. If we have the desire, you see, some Christians are afraid to ask for an encounter or afraid of an experience. But you see, but most Christians desire it. They're just afraid of it. Get past that fear and go to your Heavenly Father and say, God, I want to have an experience with you. I want to have an encounter. Yeah. Let the desire and the hunger to meet with God. You know, the Bible, David said this, God said, seek my face. And his heart cried out, Lord, your face I will seek. There was a desire, a hunger to meet with God. And that's what it starts with.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if we just cultivate that desire, get into maybe worship or crying out for more of God to touch our life and make that a focus. I think focus is a lot. Like, you know, our good friend, of course, Todd Bentley, who is known for many glory experiences and miracles, signs, wonders, and bringing hundreds of thousands into the kingdom of God at a time. And he was basically a young man, no education, not a good family upbringing, but he met God and began to pursue him by the hour, just calling out, saying, I'm the hungriest man on the face of the earth, come and meet me, you know, and he would just continue to cry out by the hour, and then he started having visions and heavenly divine encounters, and it was because of focus. I think focus means everything. You know, we have our glory schools, of course, where we teach people how to encounter God and the heavenly realm, and we also have the glory to glory school, which is 2 full days of activation. It's like 12 to 14 hours a day, just hour after hour, activating, putting ourselves in a position to pursue God. And you know, you might be watching right now, and we would like to invite you out to a glory school or a glory to glory school. In order to go to the glory school, you must have the glory school first. It is an absolute necessity. You have to have all the scriptures, because we take time. This is our set here, Charlie. This is our glory school CD set. It's 16 lessons of teaching people how to access God and the glory realm. And so people need to take that course, because it's the Bible, line on line, precept on precept. But then there's the actual stepping out in faith to position ourselves before him, to encounter him. We'd like to invite you. Why don't you come?
Join the Extreme Team for 2 entire days and evenings of activation into supernatural experience. Learn how to access the third heaven, interact with angels, and experience a variety of kingdom encounters. This exciting faith-building course is only available to those who have completed a glory school through live seminars or audio CDs or tapes. Go online at extremeprophetic.com to find out how you can attend the next Glory to Glory School.
Welcome to Destiny Words. We're really happy to be here and to bring words from God's heart to you. And the first word that I have is for someone who is watching the program up to this time, and you've been so stirred, saying, I didn't know that I was allowed to desire experience with God. And you're just like saying, really, is this for real? Can I actually desire this? And the answer is yes. And God's saying is that if you will bring your desire before him even more and pray into it and seek his face and seek the word of God concerning God encounters, that you're going to start having them. In fact, you're going to enter into visions. You're going to have night dreams and visions where God's going to speak to you within that realm. You're going to start to discern the presence of angels and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Up to this time, you've believed in angels, you believed in the Holy Spirit, but you haven't encountered these things. And so you're going to start to encounter them. And yes, you are allowed to.
The Lord is showing me right now there's a mother, and you have a young daughter. Your young daughter has been coming to you and saying that she's having these experiences with Jesus and angels, and you don't know what to do with it, and you don't even know if it's real. Well, the Lord wants you to know it's very real, and God wants to use your daughter and her experiences to transform your home. And so here's what you do. You just sit down with her and begin to pray and just begin to allow God to visit your home, and I guarantee he's going to transform your home, your husband, your family.
And I'm getting a word also for a mother who has an 11-year-old son. And he's been so hungry for God, and he's been telling you all about these insights that he's been getting from God, and he's giving them to you in his own language, so some of it has to be translated a little bit. But he is actually having real, legitimate experiences with God, and they're going to escalate and accelerate. And you're not to take these lightly. That's what the word of the Lord to me now is, like, don't take it lightly, but cultivate that. Ask him questions about it. Pray with him about it. And don't just think it's just he's making up stories, because he's actually not. He's having real encounters with God. And so just take some time with that and pray with him over it, because he's going to land up having more.
I see a man who, you've often done this, you've taken your wallet out, literally. You've given your life to God, you've given your business to God, and you've taken your, I see you taking your wallet out continually, and you're dedicating it to God, you're dedicating it to the Lord. God is going to send you a financial angel. There's a supernatural visitation of blessing coming to you.
And this is about all the time we have right now for Destiny Words, but I'll tell you, God loves you so much. Get ready, because you're going to encounter him.
I'm a Breaker Team member today, and partner with us in God's Media Army and Harvest Teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
We love our Breaker Team financial partners. And if you're watching today and you are one, I just want you to know that we pray for you every single day, and we love you. We carry you in our hearts. And if you're ever out at an event where I'm there, just come up to me and say, I'm one of the Breaker Team members, because we do pray for you, and we just feel your support and your love towards us. You know, we just want to encourage many of you to just begin to sow into the ministry. You know, I was thinking about supernatural encounters in the area of finance. Do you know that you can encounter God when you sow a seed into the kingdom? Because the scripture says that in the measure that you sow, that's what you're going to also reap. And it just becomes a heavenly encounter in a financial area. And so we just encourage that. We encourage you to donate faithfully into the ministry. And those of you especially that want to become Breaker Team members, you know, we just would love to have you on board. I really do sense for many of you that you're going to be coming into the realm of the miraculous. I believe the Lord's saying, try not to think towards like the natural realm. You know, a lot of times, especially in the area of finances, we get afraid because things seem overwhelming. But when you turn to the Lord your God, who is bigger than anything that you're facing right now, that supernatural miracles can take place from his hand. And I just sense in my spirit that many of you in this next little while are going to have those. Now, listen. Here is a prophetic word for each and every one of you. It's for all people and for all time. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. Will you meet us online at extremeprophetic.com? We're waiting there for you with many things on our online site that can help you grow in your experience. That's extremeprophetic.com.
They don't allow you in the cholera dying rooms. They don't allow you in, but I just said, God, send your angels and walk in with me. I held everyone, 85, defecating on me, vomiting on me, held them close, right cheek to cheek, face to face, just breathed on them, held them in my arms, and I said, Jesus, love them to life, love them to life, love them to life. And I found others that I didn't know that were there. And I led them all to Jesus, and I said, love them to life. You're God. Every single one was healed. Everyone, the whole hospital cleared out. And the doctor, she looked at me and she said, your God is God. And she works for us now. It is. It is. No one died. No one died. They said they'd never heard of anything like it.